tongue. The breasts are framed differently. Small breasts are not emphasized as abundance or lack. They function as non-obstructive planes. They do not interrupt posture. They allow the torso to lie closer to other surfaces. They reduce torsional resistance in the edit. This translates into fewer compensatory movements. The body settles more quickly into stable configurations. This matters. He realizes that the camera does not privilege volume, it privileges fit. Where form aligns with surface, necessity accelerates. Where it does not, delay appears. He overlays outlines, not literally, but mentally. He watches the contour of the torso as a series of slopes and angles. Each angle predicts what can happen next. Each flat denies certain outcomes. The clothing participates fully. Fetish gear is not costume here. It is modal infrastructure, straps, seams, collars, gloves, boots, all function as limiters. They do not merely decorate the body, they edit its future. He slows the audio too. Leather on leather produces a dull frictional register that suppresses higher frequencies. This is not incidental. High frequencies would signal open space escape. The sound design already knows to close the field. The low drag noise blankets the scene, equalizing all events into the same tonal band. Nothing stands out. Everything is absorbed. He notices how breath is treated, it is present. But flattened compression removes peaks. The sound does not rise or fall in spherical arcs, it becomes rhythmic, mechanical, almost architectural. Breathing becomes another constraint, not an inner life. This is crucial. Porn, he realizes, is not about interior states. It is about eliminating the relevance of interiority while still allowing it to exist. The face can feel, the breath can quicken. None of it changes what must follow. Yet it is the pressure. He returns to the moment where Samira is brought down. He does not frame it as domination. He frames it as phase transition before the system has multiple equilibria after it has one. He marks the instant where this occurs. It is not the fall. It is earlier, it is when her center of mass crosses an invisible line. From that point, resistance is no longer efficacious. It can continue, but it cannot alter outcome. He loops just that instant, again and again. In each loop, the same thing is true. Her body still moves, but the movement no longer explores possibilities. It merely delays settlement. Pornographic force is entirely here, in this delay that pretends to matter. He recognizes the structure elsewhere. When he walks in the park and watches the red kite circling, he sees the same logic. The birds do not flack aimlessly, they trace thermals. Their circling is not freedom, but compliance with invisible gradients. The sky is already structured, the bird merely reveals it. Back home, the edit deepens. He creates a version where the camera never shows contact explicitly. Only approach vectors, hands entering frames, stopping just short bodies your ends. Not touching, the implication is complete without depiction. In fact, depiction would weaken it. Because the real work is done by exclusion. What cannot happen matters more than what does.